Indiana's Governor Mike Pence today called on the legislature in Indiana to pass new legislation this week that would fix that state's religious freedom law, which opponents say allows businesses to discriminate against gays and lesbians.
I don't believe for a minute that it was the intention of the General Assembly to create a license to discriminate or a right to deny services to gays, lesbians, or anyone else in this state. And it certainly wasn't my intent. But I can appreciate that that's become the perception, not just here in Indiana, but all across this country.
Pence wants a new law passed that would make it clear that businesses in Indiana cannot deny service to anyone. Joining us for more is Douglas Nijame, a law professor at the University of California, Irvine. Professor, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Well, your reaction to this turnaround from the governor today, saying that he is going to ask the legislature to clarify the law and fix the law this week?
Well, we have to think about what the actual meaning of that is going to be. So if the Indiana legislature provides an amendment in the law that says it's not a license to deny services, that might be fine. But when courts actually go to interpret the law, they apply the standard articulated in the law. And Indiana is a state that does not have an anti-discrimination law that includes sexual orientation, meaning that right now in Indiana, outside of cities like Indianapolis or Bloomington that have sexual orientation non-discrimination ordinances, services can be denied to same-sex couples without same-sex couples having recourse to state anti-discrimination law.
So you're saying that even if they do a fix, if that fundamental problem exists, which is that there is not a specific protection for gays and lesbians against discrimination in the state of Indiana, that the fix wouldn't really fix it?
The true fix would have to be that the Religious Freedom Restoration Act is amended to say that it does not provide exemptions from anti-discrimination laws, and anti-discrimination law in Indiana would need to be updated to include sexual orientation and gender identity, which I don't hear anything in the governor's comments to indicate that he's moving for that.
Well, the governor has also made the point that Indiana is not the only state with a law like this. In fact, it's one of now 20 states with a law like this, in addition to a federal law that was passed in the 90s. What's the difference between those other states and Indiana when it comes to a law like this?
So there are a couple differences, but the broader thing to note at the outset is that the meaning of these laws has changed over time because of the conflicts in which they're now embedded. And so when Congress passed the original federal RFRA in 1993, it passed with bipartisan support. And at that time, it was thought to be protecting generally minority religious practitioners who were engaged in practices that legislatures, for instance, hadn't considered when they passed the laws that were being challenged. So people had in mind Seventh-day Adventists, members of the Native American Church, the Amish. And now we've seen the law be used by more powerful religious groups in ongoing conflicts over laws surrounding contraception, abortion, same-sex marriage. And so the meaning of these laws has changed. Indiana's law, in particular, is explicitly protecting for-profit businesses, which before the Hobby Lobby decision last year, we didn't necessarily think would be able to claim that they exercise religion, and is including conflicts between private parties, meaning when a business denies service to an individual, that conflict can see the Religious Freedom Restoration Act used to seek an exemption, for instance, from anti-discrimination law.
And when you say the Hobby Lobby decision, you're talking about a Supreme Court decision. The family that controlled Hobby Lobby, a for-profit company, didn't want to, as the Affordable Care Act required them to do, provide contraception to their workers. This law, though, this religious freedom law, the one in New Mexico, actually went to court because there was a vendor, Elaine Photography, that did not want to take photos of a gay wedding, right?
That was one of the original claims in the same-sex relationship context. And there the photography company said, we object to this same-sex commitment ceremony. We don't want to, quote, participate in it. And so we seek an exemption from anti-discrimination law. Unlike Indiana, New Mexico's anti-discrimination law includes sexual orientation. And in that case, the New Mexico Supreme Court said that the state RFRA didn't apply to an action between private parties. And that's exactly what Indiana's avoiding with their RFRA.
So the photography company did not win in court. They were not able to use the law to their benefit.
That's correct.
But in Indiana, you're saying they would have, perhaps.
In Indiana, they would at least be allowed to proceed with their case, and then it'd be up to the courts in Indiana applying the standard in the law.
So, Professor Neejain, given what has happened in Indiana this week and this turnaround from the governor, do you expect that other states are going to continue to pass laws like this? Because as we know, Arkansas just today is considering doing just that.
Yeah, I think it's significant that there's been so much pushback, but I don't think that these laws will go away. If you remember, there was pushback against Arizona last year with a very similar law. It was an amendment to their existing RFRA that Governor Brewer ended up vetoing. And not long after that Arizona law was vetoed, Mississippi passed its own RFRA. And so I think there will be this rise of interest around Indiana, but other states are considering similar laws, and I don't think they're going to go away.
That's Douglas Neejain, a professor of law at the University of California, Irvine, talking with us about the news today out of Indiana. Professor, thank you.
Thank you.